弟兄用了一个很特别的词。
Just now, our brother used a very special phrase.
他说呢，欢迎我们弟兄又回到我们中间。
He said, "We welcome our brother as he's returned back among us."
我这次来真像回家一样。
And this time, as I come, it's really like returning home.
在我预备在主面前有一点交通的时候。
And as I was preparing for some fellowship with you all,
主用他丰盛的恩典和爱充满我这一个微小的人。
He uses his abundant love to fill this very small person.
以往我到任何地方去，我都是很胆怯、很害怕的。
And previously, whenever I go anywhere, I always have a lot of fear and trepidation.
这一次呢，我好像一点都不害怕。
But this time, I have no fear.
不光是我的孙子孙女他们越来越欢迎我。
Not only do my grandchildren more and more welcome me.
我这次来啊，觉得好像我比较 popular 一点。
But I feel more popular this time.
我一进门，他们就抓着我，找外公外公的。
As soon as I entered in the door, they grabbed a hold of me and said, "Grandpa, Grandpa."
更是因为呢，到弟兄姊妹们中间。
But even more so because I am among brothers and sisters.
我们能够一同聚在他的跟前。
That together we gather before him.
享受主的丰富。
And a joy of his abundance.
这一次主给我一点的负担和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This time the Lord has given me a burden to share this topic with brothers and sisters.
我自己当主这样引导的时候，我觉得自己何等的不配和何等的无能。
And when the Lord first gave this burden to me, I felt very unworthy and unable.
所以请求弟兄姊妹呢，我们一同用祷告的心在主面前领受主自己的话语。
And so I ask that all brothers and sisters have a prayerful heart as we receive of His word.
这个题目是认识圣灵和他的工作。
And the topic is to know the Holy Spirit and His work.
我大概有70分钟的时间。
I have roughly 70 minutes of time.
这是一个大题目。
This is a huge topic.
70分钟只能讲一点点的纲要而已。
And in 70 minutes, I can only give you a brief outline.
请我们先读几处的经文。
Shall we read several passages of Scripture first?
首先请大家翻到约翰福音第十四章。
Let's first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 14.
第十六节到二十节。
John 14, 16 through 20.
约翰福音十四章十六到二十节。我们找着了，好不好？大家同声的来读，无论是任何语言。
John 14, 16 to 20, and once you've gotten there, please read it together, whether in English or Chinese.
Any language.
Any language.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
我要求父,
ask the Father, and he will
give
you another helper,
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师,
that he may be with you forever,
叫他永远与你们同在,
whom the world cannot receive,
就是真理的圣灵,
because it does not see him
or know him, 乃世人不能接受的,
but you know him, because
he abides with you and will be in you. 也不认识他, 你们却认识他。因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。我们在读十五章的第二十六节。
And now let's also go to chapter 15, verse 26.
我们还是同声的读。
And together, please.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵。他来了，就要为我做见证。第十六章第十三节和十四节。
Chapter 16, verses 13 and 14.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。我们在读启示录。
Now let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第四章第五节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
我们还是一起来。
Together.
有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。我们在读第五章第六节。
And then chapter 5, verse 6.
我们一起来。
Together.
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。好，我们再请回头看约翰福音。
And now let's turn back to the Gospel of John.
第一章第三十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 33.
约翰福音一章三十三节。
John 1:33.
我们一起来。
Together.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我们在读启示录第三章二十二节。
And then back to Revelation 3:22.
这一句话在启示录第二章到第三章里面一共记载了七次。
This phrase in Revelations chapter 2 and 3 has been recorded 7 times.
我们一起来。
Together.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。好，我们读经就暂时读这么多。
Our scripture reading will conclude for now.
我们活在新约时代神的儿女。
We are New Testament children of God.
认识圣灵和他的工作是一件非常重要的事情。
It is a very important matter to understand, to know the Holy Spirit and His work.
但是很可惜，今天在神的众儿女们中间。
But sadly, among the children of God today.
当我们一谈到圣灵和他的工作的时候。
As soon as we begin to discuss about the Holy Spirit and His work.
我们会立刻发现呢，有一些弟兄姊妹就非常的兴奋。
We find that some brothers and sisters become very excited.
也有一些弟兄姊妹呢，立刻呢就变得非常的严肃。
And then there's another group of brothers and sisters who become very serious.
兴奋的呢，是因为我们觉得我们讲圣灵讲的不够。
We're excited because we feel that we don't speak enough of the Holy Spirit.
我们呢，注重圣灵，注重的不够。
And we do not emphasize the Holy Spirit enough.
所以巴不得呢，我们祷告都要向圣灵祷告。
And so we so desire to pray to the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就兴奋。
And so these people are very excited.
那么严肃的弟兄姊妹呢？
And for those who are very serious.
就想到说呢，圣灵的工作在神儿女们中间呢，常常是被误会的。
That the work of the Holy Spirit often is misunderstood among the children of God.
所以呢，我们要告诉弟兄姊妹，你们要小心。
And so we tell brothers and sisters, be careful.
啊，要谨慎。
Be watchful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道新约时代乃是圣灵的时代。
But brothers and sisters, we need to know that the New Testament time is a time of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们知道父神用他的膏油膏了主耶稣，使他立他为主为基督。
And we know that that God the Father has anointed His Son to be Lord and Christ.
所以我们看见启示录里面呢，第五章那好像是主耶稣复活升天的一个重播。
And so we see that in Revelation chapter 5, it is as if it is a report, an illustration to see our Lord Jesus.
那刚刚被杀的羔羊了。来到了宝座之前。
There is a lamb who has just been slain coming before the throne.
他有七角七眼。
He has seven horns and seven eyes.
这个七角七眼就是神的七灵。
And these seven horns and seven eyes are the
seven spirits
of God. 这告诉我们
说，父神呢，使他的爱子得着了荣耀，用膏油膏他。
Because the Father has now anointed his Son with glory.
立他为主为基督。
And allowed him, established him as Lord and Christ.
然后呢，羔羊就把这个七灵呢打发到地上，往普天下去。
And the Lamb now sends out the seven spirits of God sent throughout all the earth.
这是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of this?
这告诉我们说，接下来神在地上的工作
是由圣灵来主导一切。
Now it tells us that all of the work of God from now on is being administered through the Holy Spirit.
神所有的工作，神的儿女们是在圣灵的权柄的管制之下。
Now all of the children of God are beneath the power, the authority of the Holy Spirit.
因着这个缘故
，For this reason,
我们知道仇敌呢，就在圣灵和他的工作上面，尽量的来混淆神的儿女们。
The enemy is doing all that he can to disturb the children of God.
来破坏神的儿女们。
To destroy the children of
God. 神的儿女们不是不尊重圣灵，就是误解圣灵。
So whether or not we are misunderstanding the Holy Spirit, we are neglecting the Holy Spirit.
甚至害怕圣灵的工作。
And we also are afraid of the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们不认识圣灵。
If you do not know the Holy Spirit.
在我们中间若是没有圣灵的工作。
And if there is no work of the Holy Spirit among
us. 弟兄姊妹，就没有人会重生得救。
Then no one can be born again among us.
也不会有教会。
And there will be no church.
更不要讲有神的作为。
Not to mention of the work of God.
所以今天对我们来讲，认识圣灵和他的工作是一件非常重要的事情。
So for us today, it is a very important matter to know the Holy Spirit and His work.
这就是为什么主耶稣在他没有上十架以前。
That is why before the Lord Jesus went up to the cross.
他用了相当多的时间，特别向门徒们，不是向众人，向门徒们讲到圣灵。
He used quite an amount of time to talk to the disciples, not to the crowd, but to his disciples about the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，今天对每一个关心自己生命要成熟长大的人。
So for every one of you who are concerned about maturing in your Christian life.
每一个爱主愿意把自己献给主让主来使用的人。
For every single person who wants to give themselves to the Lord, to be useful to the Lord.
我们都需要接受主的教导，主的话语，让我们来认识圣灵。
We must receive His instruction and His word to receive the Holy Spirit.
并且得着圣灵在你我身上直接的工作。
And to receive His direct work in us through
the Holy Spirit. 这就是为什么主耶稣在约翰福音十四章里面讲到，到那日，你们就要看见我，因为圣灵来了。
And so that is why the Lord Jesus said in John 14, on that day you will see me, because the Spirit will come.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣灵来开始了一个新的时代，在神的工作上来讲是一个新的时代。
When the Holy Spirit comes, He begins a new era. This is a new era of His work.
因为在主耶稣复活升天之前，
Because before the Lord Jesus resurrected and ascended to heaven,
神在地上的工作呢，是在犹太人、以色列人中间。
God's work was among the Jewish people, God's people.
那么在他们中间所赐给他们的，都有一个外面的表现，外面的做法。
There was an outward expression, outward manifestation.
所以他们要敬拜神，必须要带着祭物来到祭坛的跟前。
Every time they came to worship him, they had to bring animal sacrifices.
他们盼望神的同在，但是神的同在在至圣所，是他们进不去的。
They desired after God's presence, but that was in the Holy of Holies. They could not enter in.
他们对神同在最深的经历，不过是在圣所里面而已。
The deepest experience of God was merely in the courts.
他们没有办法经历呢，神住在他们的里面。
They could not experience God's indwelling presence within them.
但是主耶稣说，当圣灵来了，就带来一个全新的祝福。
But when the Lord Jesus came, He used to bring a new blessing.
圣灵要在与我们永远同在。
The Holy Spirit will forever be with us.
并且他要在我们的里面。
And within us.
告诉我们说，神在这个时代的工作，他的特性是圣灵。
The characteristic nature of His work is the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵带来的是灵里面的实际。
And what He brings is the Spirit of truth, of
reality. 弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 这个是我们需要认识的。
This is what we need to know.
我们知道今天很多神的儿女们虽然得着了这个新的生命。
Even though, brothers and sisters, we have received this new life.
但是因为我们还活在肉身中。
But because we live in the flesh.
所以我们或多或少都还是有时候会去注意外面的情形。
So whether a little or a lot, we will still often focus on the outward.
若是我们呢，留意到圣灵在你我里面，在教会中灵里的工作。
But if we pay attention to the Holy Spirit, His work in the church, in you and I,
那么外面的表现呢，它自然会显明出来。
Then very naturally, the outward expression will come.
但是如果我们光去注重外面的做法 和讲论的话。
However, if you merely focus on the outward, the teaching and the method,
弟兄姊妹，我们很可能呢没有尝过新约的那真正的祝福。
Then it is possible that you haven't really touched the blessing of the New Testament.
所以在约翰福音里面，主耶稣讲到圣灵来了。他要带我们进入敬拜的实际里面。
And so now in John, the Lord Jesus says that the Spirit will bring you into the reality of worship.
圣灵来了，要我们尝到那生命活水的滋润和新鲜。
He wants you to touch that nourishment of and the freshness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道呢，圣灵的时代，教会的时代，第一个特点就是都在灵里面。
And so we know that the very first characteristic of the New Testament time is that everything is in the Spirit.
我们的侍奉是在灵里面。
Our service is in the spirit.
或者更准确的讲，是从灵里面出来的侍奉。
Or more accurately, this is a service that comes out from our spirit.
圣灵在我们里面，啊，代表基督做主来掌管我们，使用我们。
The Holy Spirit, He uses the Lord Jesus to be the authority and govern us.
并且做我们一切需要的源头。
And becomes the very origin of all things.
来供应我们。
To supply for us.
啊，来使用我们。
To use us.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉敬拜在灵里面，我们的侍奉也在灵里面。
Our worship is in spirit, and our service is also in spirit.
我们的生活也在灵里面。
Our daily living is also in the spirit.
教会的行动，我们个人的行动也必须在圣灵的引导的底下。
The movement of the church as well as our individual movement also needs to be beneath the leading of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们呢，不是不要注意外面的事情。
So it's not that we do not pay any attention to the outward.
但是我们更要注意呢，圣灵在你我里面的工作。
But even more so, we need to pay attention to the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
他的引导。
And His leading.
那么主耶稣也告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus also tells us.
我们刚才读的启示录，我们也看见。
And we also read it in Revelation.
圣灵呢，就是耶稣基督复活得荣耀的灵。
That the Lord Jesus, He is the Spirit of the glorified, resurrected Lord.
所以主耶稣讲呢，再过不多时，你们就不得见我。
And so that is why the Lord Jesus says, after some time, you will not see me anymore.
因为主耶稣要上十字架。
Because He was going on the cross.
他死了，被埋葬了。
He died and was buried.
第三天从死里面复活。
And after 3 days, he resurrected from the dead.
但是他复活以后呢，不是所有的人都能看见他。
But after he resurrected, it wasn't that everyone was able to see him.
因为他穿上了那属灵复活的身体。
Because now he has put on that spiritual resurrected body.
他要显现给谁看？谁的灵的眼睛被打开，谁才能看见。
When he revealed himself to those whose spiritual eyes are open, they were able to see him.
那么到了启示录，我们看见了约翰被带到异象里面。
And we see in Revelation that John was brought into this vision.
他看见主耶稣到了天上神的宝座中间。
And he came to see before the throne of God.
他在那里领受了膏油。
He was anointed there.
他就差遣。这个灵呢，就是羔羊的灵了。
And there he was sent out, and this was the spirit of the lamb.
他有七角七眼。
And he had 7 eyes and 7 horns.
那个七个角呢，说出基督在地上那完全的得胜。
That 7 horns illustrates the perfect victory of our Lord Jesus.
今天借着这个圣灵，就赐给每一个神的儿女。
And now through the Holy Spirit, this has been given to every child of God.
更是赐给教会。
Even more so to the church.
那亲眼告诉我们说呢，神完全的鉴察。
And the 7 eyes of God speaks of His full searching out.
我们知道我们主的眼睛呢，看全地呢，在他面前都是赤露敞开的。
And we know that God's eyes, the entire world is open and naked before Him.
这说出神借着基督呢，借着圣灵呢，那完全的管制。
And so we know that Christ, through the Holy Spirit, He has perfect, perfect governing power over everything.
弟兄姊妹，一个要管制的人，他必须对他所管的范围呢，清清楚楚知道，对不对？
One who governs everything must know everything within that boundary.
所以呢，羔羊得着了这个膏油呢，它里面有一个就是神的那个七眼。
And so now the Lamb being anointed by the Spirit has 7 eyes.
今天呢，每一个聚会，每一个属神的儿女，全世界的每一个角落，就是抵挡神的人，都在羔羊的眼目的看，鉴察底下。
And so every church, every child of God, every location. The Holy Spirit beneath the Lord Jesus, he, in his eyes, he sees and knows those who oppose him.
并且在启示录第四章里面讲到,
and also in Revelation 4, it says,
神的这个七灵,
that God's seven spirits,
他说就是在宝座前的七盏灯,
there is also these seven lamps.
这个灯呢, 说出照亮, 发光的,
these seven lamps, they illumine, they shine.
它照亮什么呢?
What do they shine?
就照亮神在宝座上面。
They illuminate God upon the throne.
弟兄姊妹, 你我今天, 我们常常讲宝座。
Today, oftentimes we speak of the throne.
你我真的经历过宝座吗?
Have you really experienced the throne?
唯有圣灵来了, 你我才会认识什么是宝座。
Only when the Holy Spirit comes, then you can come to know the throne.
一个真的认识宝座的人,
one who truly knows the throne.
他在地上呢, 会面临 压力会面临难处，但是他里面却满了安息。
On earth, yes, he will experience stress and pressure. However, within him, there is rest.
因为他里面有一个把握，是谁坐在宝座上。
Because within him, in him, there is an assurance who is sitting upon the throne.
这样的安息呢?
Do you have this rest?
因为神的灵。
It is because of the Spirit of God.
现在基督得着了。
Because now Christ has gained.
那为什么说七呢?
So why is there this number seven?
弟兄姊妹, 不是说有七个,
it's not that there's seven different parts.
读圣经都告诉我们说,
but now those who read the Bible know that this number seven illustrates God's complete work on earth.
所以在新约时代呢, 圣灵来了,
so now in the New Testament time, we know that God will do his complete and perfect work here among his children.
我们为此真是要感谢主。
And for this, we truly thank God.
有时候我们在主面前看看自己, 我们就觉得主啊, 没希望了。
Sometimes before the Lord, we look at ourselves and say, Lord, there's no hope.
教会弟兄姊妹都爱主, 加上我呢, 这个教会就不好了。
If all the brothers and sisters who love the Lord and add in me, then it's no good.
我这么软弱,
I'm so weak.
我这么叫主为难,
I cause so many problems for the Lord.
什么时候你在别人身上能做完全, 但是做我做不成,
you can do your complete work in others, but I never cooperate with you.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
你知道吗? 圣灵今天来, 称作, 羔羊的七灵,
we know today that the Holy Spirit, he has come as the Spirit of the Lamb of the seven spirits.
就是他要把在基督里面所完成一切的救赎, 都实化在你我的身上。
All the redemption that is accomplished in Christ will now be reality in you and me.
这给我们何等大的鼓舞。
This is great encouragement
所以啊,
to us.
在教会历史中啊, 有很多认识圣灵的人。
That is why in church history, many who come to know the Holy Spirit,
他们告诉我们说, 圣灵来了, 就是耶稣基督得荣耀的灵来了。
They say that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Spirit of glory who has come.
换句话说, 就是主耶稣来了。
Or in another words, the Lord Jesus has come.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道在神格里面, 有父子圣灵。
We know that in the Godhead, there is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
这三位, 但是却是一,
there are three yet one.
啊, 所以我们知道三而一的神。
That is why we call him the triune God.
啊, 我们知道有的时候有人讲到三位一体啊, 这不太准确。
Some say that there is three parts in one body, but that's not quite accurate.
啊, 我曾经听过一个美国的弟兄告诉我,
I once heard an American brother who told me,
他向朋友们传福音, 他讲解释这个三位一体。
He wanted to preach the gospel and share to his friends this, about this triune God.
他说就好像他那时候年纪已经相当大了。
And he was older along in years.
他说我是一个人, 但是我有三个 title.
He says, I am one person but three titles.
我在我的父母亲面前, 我在我的儿子面前是爸爸。
Before my son, I am father.
我在我父母亲面前是儿子。
But before my parents, I am a son.
还有一个我现在不太记得了。
But another one, I don't remember what he said.
在我的丈夫的, 在我的妻子面前我是丈夫。
Perhaps before my wife, I am called a husband.
神好像就是这样。
That God is like this.
其实他是一位。
And yet he is one.
所以父就是子, 子就是灵。
So father is the spirit, spirit and the son, they are all one.
我们知道, 三而一的神是一个奥秘。
We know that the triune God is a mystery.
只有一位神。
There's only one God.
独一的神。
The only God.
但是在他的工作中表现出来, 确实是清楚的三位。
And yet in his work, it is very clear that there are three.
父是定旨意, 是发起，是源头。
Father, the Father is the one who sets his will, who initiates, who begins.
那么使神呢，是顺服他来完成神的旨意，父的旨意的。
And God the Son is the one who obeys, who accomplishes the will of the Father.
那么圣灵就是灵呢，他是来实化使神所完成的一切。在蒙救赎的儿女中。
And we know that the Spirit, He is the one who comes to fulfill, to execute and realize the work of God.
这个我们不能把它混淆。
We cannot confuse these.
你知道一混淆的时候，神儿女们中间在经历上面、道路上面都会出问题。
As soon as we confuse and mix these things and in our experience and in our way, we have problems.
但是来到新约时代的时候
However, when we come to the New Testament time,
我们知道圣灵在教会中的工作和主耶稣在我们中间的带领是不能分开的。
We cannot separate the work of our Lord Jesus as well as the Spirit.
啊，所以我们讲到，圣主耶稣自己也说，你们一会儿看不见我，但是圣灵来了，你们就看见我了。
Even our Lord Jesus himself said, "Right now you will not see me as I go away, but later when the Holy Spirit comes, then you will see me."
所以在使徒们的经历里面呢，他们一下说圣灵禁止我，然后说呢，耶稣的灵不许我。
And then even the apostles, they say, right now the Holy Spirit has filled me, and yet the Spirit of Christ, He does not allow me.
我们就看见了，今天呢，圣灵在教会中，在个人身上的带领。
Today we see the leading of the Holy Spirit in the church and individually.
和主耶稣在你我身上的工作和教会中的带领是不能分开的。
As well as the leading of our Lord Jesus in the church and individually, we cannot be separated.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We do thank our Lord.
所以我们每次聚会的时候，圣灵在这里，主耶稣就在这里。
Every time when we gather, the Holy Spirit is here and our Lord Jesus is here.
在基督里面，我们就一同来到父的跟前。
And in Christ, we come before the Father.
这是何等奇妙的一个经历。
This is such an amazing experience.
我们知道圣灵来了，不仅代表主耶稣。
We know that the Holy Spirit comes not only to represent our Lord.
就是主自己。
But it is our Lord Himself.
并且他的工作特性的第二个特点，他是荣耀主耶稣，他从来不荣耀他自己。
And the second characteristic of the work of the Spirit is that He will only glorify our Lord Jesus, never Himself.
他若是摸到你我的深处。
He will touch your depths.
他必定是彰显主耶稣。
In that, he must express Christ.
必定是高举主耶稣。
He will exalt Christ.
像我们以前呢，对主是客观的，现在对主是亲近的。
Previously, our understanding of our Lord Jesus was objective, but now he is very intimate with us.
我认识一个美国弟兄。
I know an American brother.
他曾经做过牧师。
In the past, he was a preacher.
他告诉我说
，a pastor, and he told me.
他说他做牧师的时候还没有真正对圣灵有主观的。被充满的经历。
When he was a pastor, he never had a true experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
你知道，他们这个牧师聚会的祷告，最后都要牧师来祝福的，要举手祷告。
You know, in their gatherings, the pastors must raise their hand to bless the gathering at the end.
我每次祷告哈，称呼主耶稣的时候，都称为 Christ Jesus.
And so every time I called our Lord Jesus, I would always say Christ Jesus.
我问他为什么
？I asked him why.
他说因为我先称他的头衔，他是基督。
Because I must first proclaim his position, he is Christ.
然后我才敢称他的这个first name.
And then I dare call him by his first name.
就好像来到办公室找老板说话。
Just like you speak to your boss at your company.
好，你不敢直接叫他名字，你要叫王经理。
You dare not call him by his first name, but you say Mr. So and So or Boss So and So.
所以他叫主耶稣就是这么叫的，基督耶稣。
So that is how he called our Lord Jesus. He said Christ Jesus.
后来呢，有人帮助他。
But then later someone helped him to know the Spirit
而且去寻求圣灵,
and to seek after the Spirit.
结果他得着了,
and all, then he gained.
他从那天开始啊，他每天一想到主，他的眼睛里面就有爱的眼泪。
Because then as soon as he thought of our Lord, then his eyes would be filled with tears.
这是圣灵来荣耀基督。
Because the Holy Spirit has come to glorify Christ.
为什么他爱的眼泪呢？他就觉得主耶稣是他个人的主。
And his tears of love, he now came to know our Lord Jesus as his personal Lord, that he's the Lord of the church.
是万有的主。
He is the Lord of all.
那么的亲近。
And it was that close to him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
也有弟兄这样讲。
There are some brothers who also say.
我们没有圣灵开启基督显出他的荣耀的时候。
When we do not have the Holy Spirit revealing to us the glory of Christ.
我们祷告神呢，像女婿叫岳父一样。
We are, when we pray, it's like a daughter-in-law calling her father-in-law.
也叫 father, 但是不亲啊。
You call him father, and yet it's not close, not intimate. You're afraid of offending your father-in-law.
我的女婿很好，他 对我很亲的。
My son-in-law, he's very good. He calls me very dearly. So that is when I come home, it is, when I come here, it's really like home.
今天没有圣灵的工作。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit.
神的儿女们来到神儿女们聚会中啊，觉得好像很被冷落。
And so when the Lord Jesus comes among his children, it is as if he's receiving the cold shoulder.
大家都敬而远之啊。
Everybody keeps a safe distance from him.
弟兄姊妹们，你我要知道圣灵来是高举他的儿子。
But a Holy Spirit has come to exalt the Son.
我在18岁那一年夏天听见这个信息。
When I heard this message when I was 18 years old.
主给我一个深处的爱慕，我要知道，我要经历。
The Lord gave me a very deep desire and love. I want to know, I want to experience.
主实在怜悯我这一个软弱不堪的人。
And the Lord truly had mercy on me.
他在我里面呢，开启。
And he opened my eyes.
从那一天开始，主耶稣跟我的之间关系完全不一样。
And from that day on, my relationship with the Lord Jesus was different.
那个爱一直扶持我走到今天。
That love has kept me until today.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵最主要的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is the work, the most important work of the Holy Spirit.
在个人身上，在教会身上，在全宇宙中。他是要高举神的儿子耶稣基督。
Individually and in the church and in the entire universe, he is to exalt Christ.
所以他来从来不说他自己的话。
So when he comes, he never speaks of his own word.
他是说主耶稣所说的话。
He only speaks the word of our Lord
Jesus. 这个叫做荣耀基督。
This is to glorify Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以圣灵是隐藏他自己的。
The Holy Spirit
hides
himself. This is a characteristic of his work.
今天很多神的儿女们呢。爱圣灵爱到一个地步，为圣灵打抱不平呢。
And so some people they love the Holy Spirit to such a point where they want to speak on His behalf.
他说：“我听弟兄姊妹祷告父神，祷告主耶稣，就是没有人祷告圣灵，所以我就偏要圣灵，圣灵，圣灵。
”I have heard brothers and sisters pray to the Father to pray to the Son, and yet no one has mentioned the Spirit. So I will mention Holy Spirit.
请原谅我讲。
Forgive me for saying.
这可能是我个人的这偏见啊。
Perhaps this is my own bias.
你这样喊的时候，圣灵好难过。他越你越喊，他就躲得越远。
When you say this, you are causing grief to the Holy Spirit. He wants to hide himself further and further away.
完全不认识圣灵的性情。
Because you do not know the nature of the Holy Spirit.
他像鸽子。
He is like a dove.
他要隐藏他的自己。
He hides himself.
这显出父子圣灵的工作完全是一。
So this shows us that his work is completely one with the Father and the Son.
没有圣灵自己所谓圣灵的教会。
There is no particular church of this Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣在介绍圣灵的时候。
And also when our Lord Jesus introduces the Spirit.
他称他做真理的圣灵。
He calls him the Spirit of Truth.
约翰福音十四章到十六章三次讲到真理的圣灵。
John chapter 14 through 16, three times speaks of the Spirit.
我们知道圣经给我们启示什么是真理呢。
So how does the Bible reveal to us truth?
在基督没有主耶稣没有道成肉身之前。
Before our Lord Jesus came in bodily form.
神的话语就是真理。
God's word was truth.
那么当基督道成肉身的时候他自己说我就是真理。
And when Christ came in body, he said that I am the truth.
而且他说神的话语呢是为着我做见证的。
And God's word is to testify of me.
那么主耶稣介绍圣灵的时候，说圣灵是真理的圣灵。
And when the Lord Jesus introduces the Spirit, he says he is the Spirit of truth.
使徒约翰呢，在他的书信里面告诉我们说，圣灵就是真理。
And also the Apostle John, in his epistles, he tells us this Holy Spirit is truth.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
第一个，就是圣灵来了，把真理的实际显明出来。
That is, when the Holy Spirit comes, he gives the reality of the truth.
他来了，在你我的里面呢，为主耶稣就是真理来做见证。
He comes so that he could testify of Lord Jesus, that is the truth.
圣灵来了，把所有神的话语的实际实化在你我的身上。
And now the Holy Spirit has come so that all truth, all reality can be real in us.
弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is so important.
你知道，今天很多神的儿女们呢，我们自己要来实化主的话语。
You know, among many of us, we want to make God's word reality by our own means.
比如说呢，罗马书十五章，保罗有一句话。
For example, in Romans 15, Paul has this phrase.
他说：“但愿。”十五章第十三节啊，他说：“但愿使人有盼望的神。”
This is Romans 15 verse 13. Now may the God of hope
因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心
Fill you with all joy and peace in believing
使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望
So that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit
我们都喜欢平安对不对
We all like peace
我们也喜欢喜乐对不对
We all like joy, right?
我们也盼也喜欢的人活在地上充满了盼望
And we all want to, be, to live lives full of hope
但是有时候我们 聚会之前呢我们刚刚下班呢一天都很疲惫。
However, after full days of work, before we go to the meeting, we're also tired.
可能今天呢，在上班地方又被同事欺负了。
Perhaps you've had a difficult time with a coworker.
又被老板错怪了。
And you've been misunderstood by your boss.
所以所有平安喜乐都不见了。
So you've lost all your peace and joy.
所以我们来聚会唱诗歌，唱得有气无力的。
And so when you come and you sing hymns, you have no energy to.
所以领诗歌的弟兄就说：“不对。”你们不习了，站起来。
And so the brother who leads us
all
says, says that, no, you have no joy. Please stand up. Ask, greet one another.
然后我们举起手来叫三声哈利路亚。
And raise up your hands and shout hallelujah three times.
我们自己要制作习了。
We want to create our own joy.
这个叫做宗教。
This is called religion.
保罗很清楚告诉我们，只有靠着圣灵。
Paul very clearly tells us, only by the Spirit.
那个真理，喜乐的真理。是圣灵带来的。
The truth of peace comes through only through the Holy Spirit.
那个平安的真理是圣灵带来的。
The truth of joy also comes through the Holy Spirit.
当这个临到你的时候，你感觉平安，但是你里面却敬拜主耶稣。
And so when it comes to you, within you, you feel peace, and yet you're worshiping our Lord.
这个是主耶稣介绍圣灵来做的工作。
This is the introduction of our Lord Jesus of the work of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说
，In other words,
圣灵呢？主导一切神在地上的工作。
The Holy Spirit governs or administers all of the work of the Lord Jesus.
他要在你我里面呢，使无变有。
And in you and I, He wants to cause to bring about the things that are not there.
就好像在创世纪的时候，我们看见神一说话，事情就有了。
Just like in Genesis, when God spoke, then it came to be.
并且呢，他在借着他赐给我们的，他要来建造。
And he also, through the Spirit, he will do the work of building.
他在建造的过程中，他来管制我们一切。
And in the process of building, he will govern all things.
最后把神的旨意完全成全在教会的中间。
And at the end, he will allow the will of the Father to be established among the church.
这是我们认识在新约时代圣灵他的性情和他的工作的范围。
This is the boundary of the work of the Holy Spirit that we have come to understand in the New Testament.
当我们这样明白的时候
When we come to understand this,
我们要看见呢，圣灵在个人与教会中他的工作的原则是什么。
Now we will come to understand the characteristic of the Holy Spirit in his work in the church and individually as well.
我把我领会的和弟兄姊妹分享一点。
I want to share with you what I have come to understand.
圣灵在每一个信徒身上的工作
God's work among every saint, every child of God,
不仅仅是为着你个人。
It's not merely for you individually.
是我们个人经历，我们个人得着的。
Yes, it is your own personal experience, what you have gained.
但是他的目的是为着在你身上建造教会，就是基督的身体。
But its purpose is so that you will be built up into the church, which is the body of Christ.
换句话说，你我成为建造教会的一个材料。
In other words, that you and I now are being prepared as a building supply of the church.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵赐给我们这些是为着一个更高的旨意和目的。
The Holy Spirit is doing this work for a much higher purpose.
我们不能把它据为己有。
You cannot just keep it for yourself personally.
从另外一面来讲
or from a different perspective.
今天圣灵在教会中，就是在神儿女们的聚集中。
The Holy Spirit in His church or in the gathering of the children of God.
他许可许多的环境临到我们。
He allows many different environments to come to us.
各种的事情他安排让我们遇见。
Different things have been arranged for us to meet.
他带领我们。
He leads us.
是为什么呢
？For what reason?
有的好的，我们感谢赞美主。
For that which is good, we praise and thank God.
有的不好的，我们就受苦，我们就说主啊，为什么？为什么 ？How long? How long? 能不能让我赶快过去
？For the things that are bad, we all suffer and we say, Lord, how long? And we desire for it to pass away soon.
我们要明白
，We need to understand.
圣灵在教会中一切的安排。
All of the things that the Holy Spirit has arranged.
一切的带领。
All of his leading.
是为着成全 他身上的每一个肢体
is to perfect every member of his body
每一个信徒
every saint
所以即便我们今天感觉那些不美的或者好像不还不完全的事物
so even the things that are not quite perfect or beautiful
弟兄姊妹都是它是在教会中发生的但是都是对我有益处的
Yes, it happens in the church, but it has a benefit to me.
如果你我有这样的态度
If you and I have this type of attitude
我们就会更多的尊重圣灵在生活中侍奉中与圣灵同行合作
Then we will honor the Holy Spirit more and we will cooperate with him.
为着这个缘故我要和弟兄姊妹讲一点圣灵在教会中的工作和带领
And so for this reason I want to share about some of the work of the Holy Spirit in the church and his leading.
然后我才和弟兄姊妹交通一点呢圣灵在个人身上的一些的表现和工作
And then I will share about some of his work individually and some of its expressions.
因为我们读整本的新约圣经
Because when we read all of the New Testament,
我们看见从使徒行传开始
We see from the book of Acts,
他们对圣灵的经历的先是身体的经历然后才有个人的经历
All of their experiences of the Holy Spirit first began in the body and then it went into the individual.
这好像今天跟我们弟兄姊妹我们个人的遭遇不太一样
This is kind of different from our own experiences
我们好像都是先自己追求了圣灵好像有一天我才开眼睛看见了基督的身体
Oftentimes we think to ourselves we are the ones who are seeking first and then perhaps the Holy Spirit would open up our eyes and then we bring it to the church
那是因为我们的心呢对于真理的领会比较慢一点
That is because our understanding to the Spirit perhaps is a bit slow.
其实呢圣灵已经先做了前面的我们不知道而已
Actually, the Holy Spirit has already done the work beforehand. We just didn't know it.
在哥林多前书12章第12第13节
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13,
我快快地读一下给弟兄姊妹听
I'll read it very quickly for you.
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子基督也是这样。
Chapter 12 verse 12 For even as the body is one and yet has many members and all the members of the body though they are many are one body so also is Christ.
我们不拘是犹太人是希利尼人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body whether Jews or Greeks whether slaves or free and we were all made to drink of one spirit
保罗呢已经经历了他自己的五旬节
Paul has already experienced his own Pentecost
他曾经被圣灵充满
He had been filled with the Holy Spirit
在没有被圣灵充满以前他遇见了复活的基督
And before he had been filled with the Holy Spirit he met the resurrected Christ
然后他开始有侍奉了他向哥林多的弟兄姊妹讲到圣灵的经历
And in his service he shared with the Corinthians of his experiences
他讲的是团体的
And he spoke of the body
他说呢我们不拘是犹太人是希腊人
He says now it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Greek
是为奴的是自主的
Whether you are slave or free
都从一位圣灵受浸成了一个身体
And we were all baptized into one body all made to drink of one spirit
我想今天呢对于教会是基督的身体这个真理大家都很清楚
And regarding the church is being the body of Christ regarding this truth we're all very clear about
我们因为知道这个我们就努力的盼望呢要把我聚会的教会呢建立成为基督的身体
And because we all know this we all strive to make our gathering into the body of Christ
是不是你我这样做了身体就出现了呢
And since we all do this now the body appears
我们有负责弟兄有长老有执事有各样侍奉的安排
We have responsible brothers we have elders we have deacons we have so many arrangements
到了时候大家就各就各位都做他们该做的事情
And when the time comes each functions according to its own way and we cooperate
是不是就真是身体了呢
Now is that the body?
我自己心里面常常很困惑
Oftentimes and in my heart I'm confused as well
事实上
But in reality,
教会是基督的身体是一个大奥秘。
The church being the body of Christ is a great mystery.
就像三而一的神是一个宇宙中的奥秘。
Just like the three in one triune God is a great mystery in this universe.
所以保罗讲到啊，要认识身体啊，非要得着启示不可。
So that is why Paul says that in order to understand the body, you need to have revelation.
啊，没有人能够建造基督的身体
No man can build the body of Christ
或者没有人可以用人工的方法 做出身体来。
Or in other words, no man through man's method can build the body of Christ.
要活出身体的实际啊。
To live out the reality of the body.
那是圣灵的工作。
Is the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵是把我们进入基督的身体。
The Holy Spirit is the one who immerses us into the body of Christ.
我讲我在侍奉中一个小小的经历。
Let me give you a small illustration in service.
我在侍奉中碰见一个从大陆来的一位年长的人。
In my service, I have met this elderly person who's come from mainland China.
我碰见他的时候问他，请问你信主没有？他说我不信。
And when I met him, I asked him if whether he believed in the Lord. He says no.
但是他很有意思，他加了一句哈。
But very interestingly, he added another phrase.
但是我可以为主耶稣做见证。
He said, but I can testify for the Lord Jesus.
我说你还不信主，你怎么为主耶稣做见证？
I said, you don't believe in the Lord, but how can you testify for the Lord?
他说因为我的爱人，我的妻子啊。
He said, it is because my spouse, my wife.
她信了耶稣以后真的变了一个人。
When she came to believe in the Lord Jesus, she really changed to another person.
我天天跟她生活在一起。
I live with her every day and I've known her all our lives.
她完全变了。
She's completely changed.
所以主耶稣是真的。
So our Lord Jesus is real.
我说那你为什么不信？她说我还信不来。
So I said, so why can't you believe? He says, no, I just can't believe.
她说我因为里面太观念太多了。
He says, because I have too many of my own thoughts.
但是他每个主日都来聚会。
However, he comes to the meeting every Sunday.
有一个主日我们讲使徒行传。
One Sunday we spoke on the book of Acts.
使徒们和120个门徒。
The apostles as well as the 120.
一同在耶路撒冷聚集恒心同心合意的恒切祷告。
Gathered in Jerusalem, and they prayed with one accord, one heart.
到了日子满足的时候。
And when the time was fulfilled.
忽然有大声音，好像人重重的呼气一样。
There was a great mighty sound, like a great breath.
他们所在的那个房间里面呢，就被圣灵完全的充满。
And that room was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那天讲也不激动。
And that day it wasn't particularly moving.
但是聚完会了。这一位朋友就从后面走到前面了。
But that after that meeting that day, this friend, he came up to the front.
他就找服侍的弟兄说，我信耶稣了。
He came and he looked for a responsible brother, says, I believe in the Lord Jesus. 你给我施浸吧。Please baptize me.
我们就问他，你为什么信了？
And so I said, why do you believe?
他说，今天我坐在底下。
He said, today as I sat there.
当弟兄在那里讲，这里是被圣灵充满的地方。
And when, as the brother was preaching about how this place is being filled with the Holy Spirit,
我忽然看见了。
All of a sudden, I saw, I touched.
我们是被浸在这个圣灵的里。
We have been placed, immersed, filled into this Holy Spirit.
那一天他真的改变。
And that day, he truly changed.
每个聚会都来。
He came to every meeting.
碰到人就传福音。
As soon as he met anyone, he would preach the gospel.
你知道这个是一个奥秘。
Do you know this is a mystery?
今天你我凭着我们的热心、我们的努力、我们的道理。
Today, with our zeal, with our efforts, with our logics.
我们的经历。
With our experience.
一定要别人跟我一样。
We really want others to be just like us, but no.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们进入身体的实际是圣灵带来的。
Paul tells us to enter into the reality of the body. It needs to be brought about by the Spirit.
人一摸到了，
as soon as man touches it,
他就开始有身体的感觉了。
Now he has a sense of the body.
你知道我的手对他自己没有感觉的。
You know my hand does not have a sense of itself.
但是他割伤了，如果头告诉他你割伤了，他就痛了。
However, if it has been wounded, cut open, the head will tell it you have been wounded.
这个叫做身体的感觉。
This is a sense of the body.
因为他跟头连上了。
Because it is connected to the head.
他对基督有头的感觉。
Now it has a sense of Christ.
在教会里面。这个是非常重要的。
In the church, this is very important.
一个真正摸到身体感觉的人，
one who has a true sense of the body,
他就尊重在每一个弟兄姊妹里面的基督。
Will honor the Christ that is in every brother and sister.
谁的基督多，谁的基督今年出来，他就尊重。
Who has more of Christ, who has expressed Christ today, that person will be honored.
这是非常真实的。
This is very real.
以前我们觉得这个人有什么了不起。
Previously we thought, what's so good about that person?
但圣灵一摸到你呢，你碰到这个人，你就觉得我尊重他里面的基督。
But now that the Holy Spirit has come, as soon as you touch that person, now you honor the Christ in them. This is very real.
弟兄姊妹们，而且我们开始彼此有感觉。
Now you have a feeling for one another.
我要讲一点，我们年轻的时候彼此没什么感觉，我们对朋友感觉很重的。
Now I speak of when we were young, we didn't really have much sense of one another, but to our friends we had a lot of feelings.
我年轻的时候服侍有，我讲一件有趣的事情。
Let me tell you something very interesting. When I served, when I was younger,
有一个弟兄跟我差不多大。
There was another brother about the same. same age as me. And I was still studying, and he had already started working. We gathered together. There weren't too many of us. And so everybody needed to bear responsibility and service. And every month we had to set the service schedule.
讲好哪一个礼拜他没事，他可以领诗歌。
And at which week, because he didn't have anything to do, he was able to lead singing time.
结果到了那个主日早上，弟兄姊妹都来了，等就是这个领诗的人不来。
And everybody had arrived on Sunday morning, and except that brother.
我们怎么找？那时候也没有cellphone，也找不到。
And we tried to look for him. We didn't have a cell phone. We couldn't find him.
最后只好别人代替他。
And so somebody else had to substitute for him.
聚完会了，我就晚上给他打电话，终于找到他了。
And so after the meeting in the evening, I would call him, and finally I found him.
我说你去哪里了？他说我去钓鱼了。
I said, where'd you go? He said, I went fishing.
我说那为什么你去钓鱼呢？
I said, why did you go fishing?
因为我同事给我打电话说明天有没有事，他说我看没什么事嘛，就去了。
Because my coworker gave me a call, says, do you have anything to do tomorrow? I said, no. So I went with him.
我说弟兄啊，你知道吧？所有弟兄姊妹都担心你啊。
And I said, do you know, brother? All brothers and sisters were worried about you.
他觉得很奇怪，他们为什么要担心我呢？
He said, that's so strange. Why are they so worried about me?
我们今天年轻弟兄姊妹，你会不会这样？
Brothers and sisters, particularly the young ones, are you like this? Today there's a meeting.
你也不跟弟兄姊妹讲。
And you haven't told anyone.
你就带着一些弟兄姊妹就出去了。
And you brought other people and you've left.
弟兄姊妹们，我们没有身体的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, you don't have a sense of the body.
你知道圣经里面，新约圣经啊，出现101次这个。 One another.
Do you know that in the New Testament time, it appears 101 times this word "one another"?
啊，这个希腊字很小的一个字。
It's a very small Greek word.
但是非常非常重要。
But it's very important.
这个是圣灵带来的。
This is what the Holy Spirit brings.
所以今天你不要觉得我来不来聚会，多一个我不多，少一个我也不少。
And so don't feel that whether or not I come to the meeting, it doesn't matter.
不是的。No.
你知道，如果我今天呢？
我的小指头不见了，我全身都难过。Today,
do you know if I lost my pinky finger, my entire body feels sad?
有好多受伤截肢的人，他们觉得我总觉得我那个没有不见的腿在那里痒。You
know, a lot of people who have lost an appendage, they say that the appendage that they've lost, they feel that there's an itch there.
他总是感觉那个肢体在哪里呢？
They're constantly wondering where that appendage is.
弟兄姊妹，你我会有这种感觉。
Brothers and sisters, you and I will have that sense.
今天有一个弟兄不来，有一个姊妹没有来，我心里面就有感觉。
If a brother or a sister hasn't come today, I have a sense in my heart.
不是我跟他有什么特殊的关系。
It's not that I have any particular relationship with him.
如果有的话，我们是在身体里。
But if you do have the sense, you are in the body.
那个是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Spirit.
如果没有圣灵， 道理是讲不通的。
Without the Holy Spirit, you can't just speak reasoning.
因为常常我们的情感呢， 会 override 我们的道理。
Because oftentimes our emotions, it overrides our logic.
是不是呢？ 在教会里面生活， 常常这个样子。
It's often like this in the church, in
body
life.
我们看见圣灵来了， 把我们进入身体。
Now the Holy Spirit has come to bring us into the body.
而且呢， 圣灵来了， 让我们饮于圣灵。
And now the Holy Spirit also fills us.
就告诉, drink,
drink, drink, allows drink, us to drink of Him.
Drink of the Holy Spirit. 我们知道呢, 身体要得滋润, 要能够维持正常, 我们必须要喝圣灵。
In order to be nourished by the Holy Spirit, for it to be normal, we need to drink of the Spirit.
如果神的儿女们都喝圣灵,
if all the children of God drink of the Spirit,
那么凡是喝圣灵的人, 他里面就是圣灵。
All who drink of the Spirit within him is the Spirit.
如果每一个人里面都是圣灵,
if everyone is filled with the Spirit,
从里面出来的时候, inside of him, 还是圣灵,
then what comes out is also the Spirit.
那个叫做一,
that is one.
今天我们很多人追求圣灵, 追求完了跟别人不合了。
Oftentimes, there are those of us who seek after the Spirit, but after you seek of the Spirit, you are not one with others.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这常常叫我们纳闷, 他喝的是圣灵吗？
And so oftentimes, we would then ask, well, have you really drank of the Spirit?
他喝了一些做法。
You drank of some methods.
你知道, 你喝了圣灵的, 基督在里面伟大了。
If you drink of the Holy Spirit, and now Christ is in you and is exalted, then when you meet that person, then you are so filled with joy. Today, what you drink of is very important. Even when we come to Revelation, the end conclusion of the Bible, the Holy Spirit is still calling out, if anyone is thirsty, come of me and drink. Later on, we will speak of this work.
第三个,
Thirdly,
圣灵呢，并且他来安排一切。
The Holy Spirit also rules and ministers over all things.
所以哥林多前书十二章特别讲到实行的时候，他是在这里讲到身体。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when he speaks of the outworking of everything, it speaks of the body.
圣灵呢，代表基督，代表神来掌权，来治理他的教会。
Now the Holy Spirit represents God as well as the Son to administer over the church.
凡是神儿女们的聚会，
any gathering, any church of God's
children, 就是一个非常兴旺正常的聚会。
Any gathering that is very lively and very normal,
也都会碰见问题的。
Will encounter problems.
以往我们常常听了，在使徒行传那些教会里面出现问题。
We have also read in the book of Acts that those early churches, they also encounter problems.
解决这些问题呢，是因为呢，有使徒们在。
The reason why those problems could be solved was because the apostles were there.
因为彼得在那里，所以呢，欺哄的事情就被显明出来。
And so, because Peter was there, deceit now had been revealed.
因为保罗在那里。
Because Paul was there.
所以那些假冒的事情就被显明出来。
All the things that were false now had been revealed.
所以我们就高举这些属灵的大汉。
So oftentimes we exalt these spiritual giants.
但是这些日子主在我里面教导我，不是这样。
But in these days, the Lord has been teaching me, it is not so.
而是那一般人，他们绝对的服在圣灵的权柄底下。
It is because these group of people, they fully submitted beneath the authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，圣灵掌权的时候，问题就显明。
And so when the Holy Spirit ruled, then the problems were solved.
岂不是这样吗？
Wasn't it so?
我们知道《使徒行传》第五章，有人卖了田场，说这就是我的全部。
In Acts chapter 5, we know that somebody sold their field, and then they brought that money over and said that this was the complete sum.
彼得没有板起脸来说，你为什么欺哄教会呢？
Peter, he didn't just say, you have now deceived the church. Why did you deceive the church?
彼得也没有说你为什么欺哄我呢？
He didn't say, why did you deceive me?
彼得是服在圣灵的管制底下。
Peter submitted beneath authority of the Holy Spirit.
他说你这样是欺哄圣灵。
He said, now, why have you deceived the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，让圣灵掌权，问题就解决。
When you submit, when the Holy Spirit rules and has authority, then problems are solved.
让圣灵来治理。
Allow him to rule.
他们中间有说希利尼说希腊话的寡妇，没有人供应他们。
There were some Greek widows, and nobody was taking care of them among them.
所以使徒们在神面前祷告。
And so the apostles, they also prayed before the Lord.
我们看见圣灵就安排呢，有七位的执事被显明出来。
And so the Holy Spirit arranged seven different leaders to serve them.
何等美的事情！
This is such a beautiful matter.
叫全教会里面充满了和谐，充满了恩典。
So the church was full of harmony, full of grace.
充满了美丽，
full of beauty.
弟兄姊妹们，你又看见是那个身体的实际，所有人都做祭司，就慢慢显明出来。
And the reality of the body of every single member being a priest, now it is expressed.
今天很多时候呢，神还没有显明的时候，我就自己伸手卷起袖子，我来做了。
Now before the Lord has done anything today, oftentimes we roll up our own sleeves and say, let me do it.
这个也很好。
This is good.
但是很多时候我们这样做可能跑在主的前面。
But oftentimes when we do this, we run before, ahead of the Lord.
我们看见圣灵来，他要建造基督的身体。
When the Holy Spirit comes, he is the one building the body.
我们再往前看一点。
Let's look a little further.
到了安提阿的教会。
When we come to the church at Antioch,
有五位弟兄他们很好。
There were very good five brothers there.
他们禁食来侍奉主。
They fasted and served the Lord.
什么叫做禁食呢？
What does it mean to fast?
就是他们放下他们合法的权利。
They put down their natural rights.
吃饭是该吃的。
They ought to eat.
但是为着神的旨意，神的工作，他们放下自己。
For the sake of the will of God and His work, they put down themselves.
不是他们放下自己一段日子，说我们禁食够久了，来我们讨论讨论吧。
It's not that they said, okay, now we have fasted enough, now let's come and discuss.
我们怎么安排，怎么做事情？
Let's arrange everything? No.
我们看见了圣灵说话。
Now the Holy Spirit has spoken.
而且五个人都听得清清楚楚。
And all five heard clearly.
这是圣经上一个非常美丽的一个见证。
This is a very beautiful testimony in the Bible.
今天呢，所有教会的工作，神的工作的往前， 是在圣灵的主导底下。
All the forward action of the church today is all beneath the rule of the Holy Spirit.
这个对我们来讲，我们就要有一个降服等候的态度。
So we need to have this attitude of waiting and of submission.
今天有的时候我们会有两种情形。
Today there are two different conditions that we have.
刚才我们讲，就我们跑在主的前面。
One we have already spoken, we run ahead of the Lord.
主已经要往前走了，我们还听不见。
And the other condition is that the Lord already wants to move forward, but we haven't
heard
him.
因为我们还有很多的理由。
Because we have our own excuses.
啊，你知道，就像彼得要去哥尼流家的时候。
Just like Peter, when he needed to go to the house of Cornelius.
他到了哥尼流家，讲道的时候还是不情愿的。
And when he needed to go and preach at Cornelius' home, he still was somewhat unwilling.
他先声明一下。
He said first off, he had made a disclaimer.
他说我们犹太人跟你们外邦人来往的。本是不合理的。
That is normally uncommon, unlawful for us Jews to speak to the Gentiles.
但是圣灵告诉我说你不能不来，我就来
了。The Holy Spirit said that I must come, so therefore I must come.
现在你们要听什么，我讲一点就好了。
So now just listen to me, I'm going to speak.
你就看见我们人会跟不上主。
You know, sometimes it's difficult for us to follow the Lord.
这对我们基督徒来讲，对于关心神的教会，关心主回来的人。
As Christians, for those of us who care about His return, care about the Lord,
我们要何等的柔软、谦卑的等候。
You need to be soft, submissive, and wait before the Lord.
好叫圣灵真正在我们中间得着他的主权。
Until the Holy Spirit truly gains His rightful authority among us.
接下来我们要讲一点圣灵呢在个人身上的工作。
Now let's talk a little bit about the work of the Holy Spirit in us individually.
好，我先讲这个充满。
Let me first speak of filling.
因为呢，在《使徒行传》第二章第四节里面。
Because in Acts chapter 2 verse 4.
当从天上吹下来那个气息，那个灵呢，充满了他们所在的房屋以后。
And when the Holy Spirit, when He came and breathed into that house, and as they were filling everyone who was sitting there,
就有舌头像火焰一样，圣灵来就充满每一个坐在那里面祷告的人。
There were tongues as a fire distributing themselves as they rested on each of them who were praying.
啊，他们里面被充满。
And they were filled.
在新约圣经这个充满这个词啊，出现过三个不同的用法，三个不同的字。
In the original Greek, this word filling, it happens in three different forms in the New Testament.
第一个是讲到一个状态。
First is a position.
在五旬节那一天呢，他们原来在那里等候的时候，忽然呢，他们好像是倒通的杯子，现在有一个状态被圣灵充满了。
First is a position that these people who are praying, sitting there, that they're like this cup, that now they have been emptied and now that they are filled.
第二种情形呢，
And secondly,
是无论什么时候它里面的一个品质。
Is that there is a constant, no matter what time, that there is a constant status
within them. 所以他们做事情的时候呢，他们是充满圣灵的。或者圣灵充满的。
So when they are doing anything, that they are constantly being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Full
of the Spirit.
他们出来的时候都是灵的决定，不是他自己的决定。
Everything that comes out is a decision of the Spirit, not of themselves.
他的态度呢，是圣灵给他的态度，不是他自己原来的态度。
Their attitude was the attitude that of the Spirit, not of themselves originally.
我们要爱慕第一种，但是我们更要爱慕第二种。
Yes, we need to love and desire after the first, but even more so the second.
第二种呢，就是那七个执事被选出来，他们每一个人都是满有圣灵的人。
These seven who were selected by the Holy Spirit to serve the widows, they were full of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们处理事情的时候，可能有自己的天然的血气，但是他要出来的时候，那个满有圣灵的，他就被圣灵管制了。
Perhaps when they needed to take care of matters, they did have their original personal preference, but now, when they needed to act, they were full of the Holy Spirit, underneath His authority.
我在教会生活里面看见很美丽的表现。
I see that this is a very beautiful expression in church life.
有一次我和一些弟兄们呢，在一起吃饭。
One time I was having a meal together with some brothers.
最年长的弟兄先给我们一个约束。
The eldest one, he gave us a restriction.
吃饭的时候不要照相。
That when we eat, please do not take photographs.
那我们现在大家都是先照菜，对不对？
You know that we often like to take pictures of the food first.
然后再照吃菜的人。
We are all people who like to eat this food. We take pictures of it.
我们年长弟兄为什么设一个约束？因为 不要把这个传出去。
But why did we need to have this restriction?
很隐藏自己, 而且保护弟兄们的人。
This is an elderly brother who really was protective of the other brothers and was careful.
我们习惯了。
But we're also used to this.
坐下来刚祷告完，那个弟兄就手一摸手机就拿出来就开始照了。
This is a habit. So after we prayed, our brother he immediately took out his phone and started taking pictures.
我那天都没有觉察, 因为我坐在边上。
That day I didn't even have that awareness because I was sitting on the corner. But later that brother told me.
对着某一个弟兄照的时候,
when I was taking my camera facing a particular brother,
那个年老弟兄立刻脸就变了,
that elderly brother, immediately his expression changed.
他知道这个弟兄啊, 非常的生气,
and he knew that that brother was very angry.
觉得你这个照相的人啊, 这个不够细致,
and that the person who was taking the picture, he was not sensitive enough.
啊, 因为有些安全问题, 你把这个人一放出去, 别人, 他将来遇见难处了。
Because of security problems, if that picture is distributed, then his family would have problems.
但是他说啊, 这个弟兄大概只有10秒钟有那个样子, 马上就变成一脸笑脸。
But then that brother who was angry, was angry for maybe only 10 seconds, and then immediately his expression completely changed to being full of joy.
把我也照进去。
And he says, okay, fine, if you want to take pictures, add me into it too.
所以那天吃饭, 我完全都不觉察, 事后他才告诉我。
That day I had no idea until afterwards he came and told me.
这个是什么呢?
What is this?
这个叫做 满有圣灵,
this is being full of the Spirit.
圣灵能够管他,
the Holy Spirit is able to rule
你知道,
over him.
被圣灵充满,
to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他就是被主耶稣充满,
so now he is full of Lord Jesus.
所以他的肉身出来的时候就是彰显,
so now what is being expressed from his body is the Lord Jesus himself.
那个叫做什么呢?
What is that?
神在肉身显现。
That is God being expressed in the bodily form. That is piety.
所以保罗说敬虔不是你外面做出一个样子。
Piety is not something that you merely do outwardly in your behavior.
而是你里面被主,被基督充满。
But now the Lord, Christ, is filling you.
然后你表现得像基督的态度。
So what you express is the attitude of Christ.
那是一个状态。
This is a position.
但是如果有一个品质的话,
however, if you have a status,
有的时候你我有自己的天然的个性,
because you and I, we have our natural personalities,
要出来了,
it, when it comes out,
但是立刻圣灵能够管它,
but immediately the Holy Spirit is able to control you.
这个叫做满有圣灵,
this is being full of the Holy Spirit.
Full of the Spirit.
Full of the Spirit.
啊, 你是被圣灵管制的,
you are beneath the control of the Spirit.
那么接下来还有一个字,
and there's another word.
在以弗所书第5章18节,
in Ephesians 5:18,
他说呢, 我们要明白神的旨意,
you need to understand the will of God.
啊, 不要醉酒,
do not be drunk with wine.
啊, 乃要被圣灵充满,
but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个充满这个字, 啊, 在新约圣经出现过90次,
this word fill appeared in the New Testament 90 times.
但是大部分地方呢, 都用在神的话应验了。
Oftentimes it means it is the word of God being fulfilled, being accomplished.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天你我读主的话,
today when you and I read God's word,
基督就是神的话,
Christ is the word of God
in
you and I.
有没有应验在我身上?
Has it been fulfilled?
当圣灵满的时候就应验了。
When the Holy Spirit is fulfilled in you, then it will be fulfilled. Have you ever had that experience?
奇妙的经历,
it's a very amazing experience.
比如说我们在主面前呢, 我们自己灵修或者来聚会有一句主的话,
sometimes before the Lord, when we have our own personal devotions and you come, or sometimes in the meeting when you read God's word,
啊, 这个话圣灵一开启,
and when the Holy Spirit illuminates that word and it is fulfilled in you,
那真是一个奇妙的经历, 释放荣耀喜乐明亮,
it's truly an amazing experience, full of freedom, full of light, full of joy.
还有当我们呢, 圣灵恩膏教导我们呢, 我们顺服他的时候,
and when the anointing comes and teaches you and you submit beneath him,
神的话就是应验在我们身上,
then God's word is also fulfilled in you.
所以好多弟兄姊妹说, 我的主真奇妙啊,
and now we can say our Lord is so amazing.
真是奇妙,
he's truly amazing.
因为神的话天天能够应验在我们身上,
because God's word can daily be fulfilled in you.
这就是被圣灵充满,
this is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 要爱慕这个,
as Christians, we need to desire after
this. 外面有什么感觉, 那些次要,
what emotions or feelings you may have, that's only,
可以有也可以没有,
that doesn't matter. You can have it or not have it. But within you,
那么第二个,
secondly,
我们常常听见有圣灵浇灌这个名词,
oftentimes we hear of the phrase being the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我仔细去查,
I looked
carefully.
In the book of Acts, not once does it talk about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But in Romans 5:5, it does say, Paul uses it once. That we need to persevere in times of tribulation. And in patience, perseverance, we need to grow and mature. Oftentimes, we cannot stand anymore. The Holy Spirit will come and help us. And the love of God is now poured out into our hearts. Have you ever had that experience?
我们在人生中经过一点事情的人，这种经历实在为着这个感恩呐。
For those of us who have experienced some in this world, we truly thank God.
我有好多次啊，真是。
Oftentimes I have come to such a point where I say I'm come to my end, I can't go on anymore.
有的时候还不是什么大事情。
And sometimes it's not even a great matter.
就是弟兄没有预先告诉我，临时说你上来领诗歌讲一篇道。
And sometimes it's just a matter of a brother who has not told me beforehand says, come, lead the song, preach a message.
我真是很痛苦。 我怨那个弟兄
And then I suffer and I have bitterness. And I really feel so annoyed. Why has this brother caused me so much trouble?
有一次我就这样,
One time it was like
我去参加一个特会,
this. I went to a special conference. Nobody told me that I had any responsibility. I went in great rest.
一到那里就说, 某某弟兄那几堂是你领师。
And then some brothers came and told me that you have a responsibility to lead songs for this many meetings.
我说我连衣服都没带, 领带也没有带,
I said, I didn't bring my clothes, I didn't bring a tie, how can I lead songs? And he says, we don't look at the outward expression.
哎呀，那真是叫我很为难。
And it caused me great difficulty.
领的, 因为我心里面不服气啊。
Because in my heart I wasn't prepared.
所以大家都问我说, 伯弟兄你生病了。
And so everybody said, Brother Bo, are you
Sick?
I said, I'm sick in my heart.
And
so one brother he saw.
他就拉着我,
he pulled me aside.
他说,
he said, Brother, before you go up, I'm going to pray with you today.
他到我房间来,
he came to my room.
我们跪在地上祷告一个钟头,
we kneeled before the Lord for 1 hour.
那一天上台的时候实在释放,
that day when I went up to the podium, I felt great relief.
因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌下来。
Because the Holy Spirit poured out the love of God into our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是你有受苦的,
so brothers and sisters, if you suffer,
你有爱慕的,
if you have a desire,
你有病痛的,
if you are ill,
你有不能跟别人讲的难处,
if you have difficulties that you can't speak of with others,
到主耶稣跟前,
come before the Lord Jesus.
圣灵听见, 祂做工,
the Holy Spirit, He hears and He will work.
当你经历了就说主啊, 你真奇妙,
and when you experience it, you will say, Lord, you are so marvelous.
主啊, 你真是我的智慧,
you are truly my wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个是浇灌,
this is pouring.
叫本来干的, 本来硬的, 本来渴的, 本来疲乏的,
the dry, the thirsty, the hard, the poor,
现在变成滋润的,
is now nourished,
松软的,
is now soft,
得力的,
is now strengthened,
复苏, 蛮有活力的,
is now so full of life and power.
最后我们看见圣灵在个人身上,
and now lastly we see that the Holy Spirit in the individual
是一个内住的工作,
is an inner work.
那个就是从不间断的,
this is one that will never stop, never cease.
所以使徒约翰 讲到圣灵的时候，他讲到内住的膏油。
And so when the Apostle John, when he speaks of the indwelling anointing.
我们知道这个内住啊, 是没有一分钟, 没有一秒钟停止。
We know that this indwelling never stops for a second.
所以有一位认识主的仆人, 他讲, 他说我们神实在爱我们。
So a servant who truly knows the Lord, he tells us, our Lord truly loves us. He is a God who speaks. He is one who likes to fellowship with us. He speaks to us 24/7, never stops.
只要你的心转向他,
as long as your heart is turned towards him, he speaks to you. Brothers and sisters,
你有过这种经历吗?
Have you had this experience before?
我们不可能的,我们 一天只呼吸三口气，你就过一天了。
It's not possible that you breathe only 3 times a day and still survive.
我们内住与主的交通也不能是一个礼拜只交通一个钟头。And
in the indwelling fellowship of the Lord, it's not possible to only fellowship with Him for 1 hour out of the whole week.
内住的圣灵在我们里面。
The indwelling Spirit within us.
启示基督。
reveals Christ,
荣耀基督,
glorifies Christ,
释放基督的丰富,
and releases the abundance of Christ in us. Previously at table meeting, brothers and sisters have prayed.
我们的主耶稣啊, 神本性一切的丰盛, 都有形有体地居住在他里面。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him.
我们领受了基督, 那神所有的丰盛,
Now that we have drunk of our Lord Jesus, now all the abundance of Christ is in us.
但是我们却活不出, 经历不到那个丰富,
but we can't live it out. We can't experience that abundance. You need the indwelling anointing to teach us. He releases the abundance of Christ among us.
这个丰富是他的生命,
That abundance is his life.
是他的性情,
it is his nature.
是他的能力,
it is his power.
弟兄姊妹们, 过丰盛生命的秘诀, 就是让圣灵在我们里面来释放基督的丰盛。
Brothers and sisters, the secret of living an abundant Christian life is to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们, 聚会生活, 有一句主的话, 那个丰盛解开了, 聚完会我们就喜乐得不得了。
Sometimes in church life, as we come to a meeting and the Holy Spirit reveals to us a particular word, we are so full of joy.
有的时候我们在生活中, 在侍奉中, 圣灵引导我们学一个功课。
Sometimes in our life, in our service, He leads us to learn a particular lesson.
我们顺服他。
And we submit, obey to Him.
那个结果是喜乐得不得了。
The result is such great joy.
我们知道丰盛的生命, 叫我们能够解决一切的问题。
We know that the abundant life can solve all problems.
就像主耶稣在肉身中行走, 虽然有许多的拦阻, 有许多的猜疑, 但是主耶稣执行过去。
Just like our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, there were so many problems, so many misunderstandings, but yet our Lord Jesus walked through all of them.
今天我们个人或者教会,
so whether individually or as a corporate church,
遇见各种问题和难处的时候,
when we encounter various problems,
不是我们需要更多的开会, 讨论,
it's not that you need more meetings, more discussions,
更多的智慧来, 解决问题,
or more wisdom to solve problems,
或者更多的策略,
or more strategies,
更多的理论来压倒别人,
or more logic to oppress others.
我们知道神最好的方法就是借着圣灵把基督的丰富从服侍的人身上显出来。
But the best way is that through those who serve, Christ's life is expressed.
丰盛的生命能面对 并且处理一切的问题。
The abundant life can face and solve all problems.
当一个人生命丰盛的时候,
when a person's life is abundant,
侍奉就有力,
then there is power in service.
言语就有力,
there is power in your words.
而且言语里面有滋润, 有恩典,
and in your speaking, there will be nourishment, there will be grace.
在行动中, 就有主的引导,
and in your actions, there will be the leading of the Lord.
生活中, 能够充实有力,
and in your daily life, you will be nourished,
弟兄姊妹,
you will have strength.
我们怎样能够多得圣灵?
So, brothers and sisters, how can we gain more of the Holy Spirit?
施洗约翰告诉我们说, 为你们施, 用圣灵施浸的, 就是神的羔羊。
John the Baptist tells us that the one who baptizes you is the Son of God, the Lamb of God.
常常地到主耶稣跟前来。
You need to often come before our Lord Jesus.
我们到主跟前来, 跟主说, 主我是贫穷的。
We need to often come before him and say, Lord, we are poor.
我需要的,
I need you.
需要你圣灵的帮助和能力。
I need the help and I need the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵向我们说话的时候,
and when the Spirit speaks to us,
让我们能够有能听的耳。
May we have an ear that can hear.
弟兄姊妹, 圣灵常常是用
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes the Holy Spirit speaks in a still, small voice.
星期五晚上我在Dumble已经和弟兄姊妹交通一点。
And I've already shared a little bit with the Dumble Saints on Friday night.
基督徒生命的长进是从灵里面开始。
The process, the growth of a Christian life begins from the Spirit.
我们操练我们灵的功能。
We need to exercise the use of our Spirit.
我们住在幔内。
We need to live in the inner Holy of Holies,
走信心里面的道路,
to walk a life of inner faith.
我们天天能够听他,
every day hear him,
我们能够看他,
every day see him,
我们能够摸他,
every day touch him.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫我们能够 得着圣灵的工作。
And in this way, we can gain the work of the Holy Spirit.
无论在个人身上，
whether individually,
或者是在教会中，
or corporately.
但愿主把我们的眼目更多摆在主耶稣身上。
May the Lord even more so place our eyes upon himself.
更多活在灵里。
To live even more in our spirit.
好叫呢我们不落进这个世代的困惑和混乱的里面。
So that we would not fall into the confusion and difficulties of this generation.
从许多不平衡偏执的光景中出来。
And come out of many conditions that are unbalanced or deviated.
因为主要给我们的乃是他自己的丰盛。
Because what our Lord wants to give us is his own abundance.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, we want to give you all the thanksgiving and worship of our hearts.
今天你把圣灵赐给教会。
Today you have given the Holy Spirit to the church.
赐给每一个属你的儿女。
And have given to all children of God who belong to you.
这是我们得着莫大的福分。
Lord, this is such great grace that you have given to us.
主啊，我们要俯伏敬拜。
We prostrate ourselves and worship before you.
我们要向你献上感谢。
We want to give our thanks to you.
因为这都是你自己在十字架上流血所得着的荣耀。
Because this is the glory that you have gained through your own shed blood on the cross.
主，另外一面我们也承认。
On the other hand, we also acknowledge.
我们在认识圣灵和尊重圣灵的事上。
That in knowing and honoring the things of the Holy Spirit.
我们有许多的偏差和疏忽。
We have often neglected or deviated away.
有许多的亏欠。
And we have fallen short.
和软弱。
And much weakness.
我们求你向我们施怜悯。
We pray and ask that you show us mercy.
给我们一个敬畏等候的心。
Give us a heart of reverence and one that waits.
赐给我们能听的耳朵。
Give us an ear that's able to hear.
当今天圣灵向教会向我们个人说话的时候。
So that today when the Holy Spirit speaks to the church and to us individually.
让我们不仅能清楚地听见。
May we not only hear clearly.
并且我们能够甘心的顺服。
But willingly obey.
愿你用你的话语祝福你的教会。
May you bless your own church with your words.
祝福你的儿女。
Bless your children.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.